and help them promote it.
Like, as I said, like, consider that the temple is the unit. Temple is the unit through which you are going to render your service. Think that the temple is your main focus. Temple should be your focus. How this temple can be helped. So that way, I mean, I noticed that Bharat is very much concerned in that way. Like each time I come or whenever I talk to him, he just speaks about how to help the temple along getting the land, and let's get the land and build the temple. Do it. Like everyone get together and try to help the temple. And that way what will happen? The others will also become inspired. And include them. Don't think that, you know, this is one group and that's another group. Invite everyone.
You know, in that sense, we take really good care that, you know, we don't actually make that group like, you know, it's a...
Yeah, it's don't a, make it
into a disciples group or something. So we always try to involve others as well. Like even in the seminars, you know, the organization, there are a lot of other...
Wonderful, yeah. Right. That's what I said right at the beginning.
Even when we started this Ishta Goshti, I actually went and spoke to Varanai Prabhu that this is all right, and you know, that we should. And he said it's all right, it's fine. And Vijay Gopikesh Prabhu also said it's all right.
You get together to, as I said, to figure out first, of course, how you are going to help each other in your spiritual life, and how you are going to help the temple. How can, you know, like, because your service is through your temple. You know, I tell you, the early days, you know, the temple was naturally the center of all our activities. Because most are devotees of brahmacharis. There were very few householders. And even the householders didn't live outside. The householders were most, you know, they were living either in the temple or just close to a temple, and their activities were centered around the temple. It's only, you know, this is another phase which is natural. Those days, you know, whoever joined, young boys and girls joined. And so naturally they became absorbed in the temple. The idea was joining means moving into a temple. But now we entered into another phase where others are coming in, those who are not really able to move into the temple, the householders. They have to maintain their family, therefore they're working. Now today, if you look at it, more, especially in the Western world, it's mostly householders. That's why the brahmacharis also became householders. Those who were in brahmacharis those days, most of them became householders, and most of them drifted away. Like how many Prabhupada disciples? Can you imagine, like there were about 10,000 disciples. And today, hardly any around. Like, I mean, in a city like Sydney, I could track down only about 10. Can you imagine, there was a time when there were, just in Sydney area, there were about 100 devotees. Where are they? So now, you see, the brahmacharis are there, therefore, I'm sorry, the householders are the main, create the main, you know, membership of our movement, especially in the West. And as a result of that, throughout the week, temples are empty because all the devotees are working outside. Therefore, we have to make an effort to fill up the temples. And I will suggest encourage your children to become full-time devotees. There, what is your plan?
Yeah, I want to help.